just a minute. After wishing everyone a Shavuot Tov, today we have a sugya as we move towards the end of the first perek of Achilas Korban Pesach. And what is the latest time to eat the Korban Pesach? And even though it's a little bit atypical of the sugyas that we've been covering, but it's a very beautiful sugya, and we'll see if we can take it apart. It's a sugya that really, you know, that in Brisk they like to learn Kachim. And this is a typical paradigm of a Kachim sugya for Brisk. So let's just see the Gemara inside. The Gemara wants to know, why is it that in the list of the Mishnah, where the Mishnah has Eino Nechal Ela Ad Chatzos, and this Hekter Chalom Veivarim, that are the exception to the rule, and therefore they are eaten until Amud HaShachar. So if the Mishnah is listing those mitzvahs that have to be fulfilled by Chatzos, and those mitzvahs which can be fulfilled even after Chatzos Laila, all the way up to Amud HaShachar, so the Gemara thinks that there's a blatant omission here in the Mishnah. Ve'ilu achilas psochim lo ketani. And the case of achilas psochim is completely omitted, even though that would be a classical case of a mitzvah that could be fulfilled beyond Chatzos, all the way up to Amud HaShachar. And to prove that, Veramini, the Gemara quotes a Braisa, and the Braisa says, Kriyat Shema Arvis, V'Halel B'Lele Psochim, V'Achilas Pesach, Mitzvasam Ad Sheyale Amud HaShachar. So Kriyat Shema we have in our Mishnah, and what about Hallel and Achilas Pesach? Both of these are examples of mitzvot that can be fulfilled beyond Chatzos all the way up to Amud HaShachar. And the Gemara says, Amar Rav Yosef ha lo kasha, ha Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, veha Rabbi Akiva. That although it's true that the Braisa reflects the halacha that the Korban Pesach could be eaten beyond Chatzos all the way up to Amud HaShachar, nevertheless, that's only according to Rabbi Akiva. He's the author of that Braisa. Our Mishnah, which omits Korban Pesach as a case of a mitzvah that can be fulfilled all the way to Amud HaShachar, reflects the shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That might have implications, by the way, halacha l'mais, in terms of the latest time for Achilas Matzah, the latest time for Hallel, and the Achilas Afikoman, etc. Even Bizman Azeh, if our Mishnah here at the beginning of Shas reflects the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. So where is this Machlokes between Rabbi Akiva and Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? The Sanya we learned in a Braisa. The Pasuk says, V'ochlu esabasar balayla hazeh. And please note that this pasuk is in Sefer Shmos, in Parshas Bo, and it commands us to eat the basar of the Korban Pesach and balayla hazeh. And this is a great chiddush in this pasuk, because I would have thought that the achilas basar haPesach should take place even before Laila. Why wait till Laila? Why delay a mitzvah? We have a principle, mitzvah bo liyadcha al tach mitzena, in Chometz itself. So if the Korban Pesach is shechted on what day? 14th. On the 14th. And we're way before the Laila of the 15th, we would have anticipated that the Achila should immediately come after the Shechita. It should follow the Shechita, and the Shechita is done on the 14th of the afternoon. Let the Achila be done on the 14th of the afternoon. No. But the Torah says, Balayla hazeh, and it's got to be eaten after Laila. Fine. Now the question is, how do we define Laila? And we've had many discussions, in which we vacillated, well, Laila is only up until Avod HaShachar, or possibly even beyond Avod HaShachar, all the way till HaNeitzachama, and we discussed the Great Lent, different definitions of Laila. But one thing is clear, that Laila goes way beyond Chatzos. And Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah Omer, he's got to derive from a special Yalfusa that indeed the Korban Pesach cannot be eaten as the Torah would seem to be interpreted on the superficial level, but Laila said throughout the Laila, but rather we have to complete the Achilas Korban Pesach before Chatzos. What's your proof for that? You've got to derive that from a special Yalfusa, because here the ball is in the court of Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva is the Muchzak here. Here Rabbi Akiva is certainly the Muchzak. The Pasuk says Balaila is there. And we know that universally Laila goes beyond Chatzos. It doesn't end at Chatzos. And here, Rabosa, we're not dealing with Archoka de Rabbanon. We're dealing clearly with the mitzvah Doraisa. And if the Torah commands this mitzvah, Laila, it should include the entire Laila, extending, as it were, even beyond Chatzos. Oh, so what is the derivation of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Nemar kan balaila azeh. V'nemar lehalon v'avarti b'eretz Mitzrayim, and there also it says what? Balaila zeh, the same two words, and these two psukim of Balaila zeh are both written in the same chapter of Sefer Shmos. And why not assume, says Rabbi Elazar, that the Balaila zeh of v'avarti is identical with the Balaila Azeh of the Yachlus HaBosar? And he says the following, Ma'ala Halon, the Pasuk a few psukim later, of Yavarti Be'eretz Mitzrayim is Ad Chatzos. When did Makas Bechoros actually take place? At Chatzos Laila is therefore, if Laila means Chatzos, Afkan, here too it says Balaila Azeh with regard to Achilas Basar HaPesach, Ad Chatzos, a special gzeras, we'll call it a gzeras shava, to equate Balaila Zeh with Balaila Zeh, and to establish that the Korban Pesach has to be eaten by Chatzos, and Rabbi Elazar again, to reemphasize that's a din, d'oraisa Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Amalei Rabbi Akiva, v'alo kvar nemar b'chipozon, ad shas chipozon, in Kain Matam and Lomer Balaila, Yochel Yenechal, Kikodjim Bayom, Talmud Lomer Balaila, Balaila Hu Nechal, Velo Bayom. So just to summarize, Rabbi Akiva uses the same pasuk of Balaila, but not to indicate that the Korban Pesach has to be eaten by Chatzos and not beyond Chatzos. We need that pasuk Balaila for something else, to exclude a time period that has nothing to do with the Laila. It has nothing to do with, I mean to say, Leil Tesvav. As far as Leil Tesvav is concerned, Laila is universal Laila. It means all the way up till Amud HaShachar. The Torah is excluding Yom. That's a different halacha. That has nothing to do with the Shas Achilas HaPesach. V'yimtoma frektoisvus, heichi motzi lemeimar, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah ad chatzos. It's very nice that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah has this gzeira shava to v'yavarti balaila zeh. Wonderful. But what about an explicit pasuk? The gzeira shava cannot undermine a pasuk that's outspoken. The Torah says itself, lo sasiru mimenu ad boker. What does that mean? Lo sasiru mimenu ad boker. You're not allowed to leave the carbon over beyond its allotted time v'achila. And what is the allotted time v'achila? Well, what does it say in the pasuk? It says boker. How you doing? Good. It says boker. Is mashma, says Tosfos, ad boker miu motzi liochlo. If it becomes nosar after boker, apparently the zman for achila extends until boker. So what is Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah going to do with that pasuk? How can he possibly postulate that the achilas habasar in Korban Pesach has to terminate with chatzos, when the Torah says it only becomes nosar when boker? What are we going to do with that with that pasuk, with that halacha, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. V'yesh lomar, says Tosfos, the matzi lemeimar, the hachi kamar. This is what the Torah means to say. Lo tasu davar she yavo lidei nosar ad haboker. Ein achinami, it won't become nosar. By the way, what's the mitzvah of nosar? What do we do with nosar? What do you say? Nisrof, right? Sreifas nosar is a mitzvah beish nisrofu. That mitzvah beish nisrofu will apply after boker. However, what the Torah is enjoining us from doing is setting up a situation in which it will become nosar. How can you set up a situation in which it will become nosar? She'im lo yehei nechal ad chatzos. If you won't eat it before chatzos, is lo tuchal yochlo. V'lo l'sarfo balayla. Kidikam rinan bayom atasarfo v'yatasarfo balayla. Im kem yishoyer ad aboker. We're going to create a situation, says Tosfos, if we don't eat the basar before chatzos, in which we have this middle category, this, shall we say, no man's land. A period of time between chatzos and alos hashachar. And what's the status of the basar Pesach during that middle ground? Do we have a mitzvah chila? The answer is no. Do we have a mitzvah sreifa? The answer is no. We're in this balance, we're in this twilight zone, we're hanging mitla toli v'kaima ba'avir. On the one hand, there's no achilas habasar. On the other hand, the sreifa is postponed until the morning. But the isra achilas habasar, the inception, is with chatzos. So at that point already, we can say it's guaranteed, it's engraved in stone, that it will become nosar. Again, we can't burn it yet. The mitzvah of sreifas nosar does not emerge until boker. But you have guaranteed, by not eating it before chatzos, that it will become nosar.
It has a status of nosar?
No. That's what I was about to say, Rabbi. So let's just summarize the following conclusions that we have to derive from Tosfos. Conclusion number one is that the Karban Pesach, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, has to be eaten by when? By chatzos. I don't need Tosfos for that, but we'll add it to our list. Conclusion number two, can I eat the Karban Pesach after chatzos, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? Absolutely not. Conclusion number three, but when does it become nosar? Only at the morning. We're going to see soon that there's a sugya in Masechta Pesachim that seems to explicitly, it's a Mishnah with a Gemara, contradict Tosfos. Good. So let's put this sugya for the time being on the side, and we'll come back in Yirtzeh Hashem later. Let's open up the Mishnah in Arvei Pesachim on Daf Kuf Chaf Amid Beis. The Mishnah starts on Amid Aleph. What we want to see is the end of that Mishnah. The Mishnah says that a Pesach achar chatzos mitame es hayodayim hapigul vanosar mitamim es hayodayim. The principle here is that the Rabbanan made a gzera with regard to something that technically is not mitame es hayodayim. Why? Because it's kachim, and it's not tame, it's tar. But nevertheless, once psule kachim, achal, the Rabbanan instituted this gzera that the kachim, even though technically they're not mitame es hayodayim, they are mitame es hayodayim, tuma de Rabbanan. Why did the Rabbanan do this? And the Gemara goes through the whole sugya. This was meant to encourage the Kohanim to make sure that they would avoid any kind of violation of taking basar kodesh and making it pasul by inadvertently not being careful and fulfilling their mitzvah savodas hakorban the way it should be meticulously fulfilled. And that gzera, which normally would only apply to Kohanim, And that's why Pigel Vinosa, which is a result of the Avodas Kohanim, and the fact that they messed up through a Machsheves Pigel, or they weren't careful and the Bosa became Nosar, in such a case, we can extend it to the Korban Pesach, which has to be eaten by Chatzos. And if it's not eaten by Chatzos, then the Rabbanan instituted a din of Tumas Yodayim. And the impression you get, and that we'll see in the Gemara in just one moment, is that the Korban, once it becomes pasul, with a Chalo Shem Psul, the Rabbanan automatically slapped down on the Basar a din of Tumas Yodayim. So it would seem, therefore, that Korban Pesach, at what point in time doesn't we become pasul? After Chatzos, because the Mishnah says that after Chatzos, it's Metame Yaseh Yodayim. So the Gemara says, if there's a Psul Korban after Chatzos, Alma Mechatzos, Havile Nosar. I mean, what psul could it be if not Nosar? You didn't eat it within its allotted time, became Nosar. Fekta Gemara my Tana. Who is the Tana the Mishnah would hold? That Korban Pesach becomes Nosar after Chatzos. Omer Rav Yosef, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, who Desanya. And here we quote the same Brice that we learned here in Brachos. Namely, the Brice of Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Yochlus Abbas of Alayla Azeh, Rebbe Elazar ben Azariah, Omer, Nemar Kan, Palayla Azeh. Venem alahalon ve'ati v'tzayim balayla hazem alahalon ad chatzos afkan ad chatzos. So we see clearly that we now have a second Mishnah in Shas in which Rabbi Yehuda Nasi reflects a Stam Mishnah without mentioning any name that reflects the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Again, adding a little bit more strength to what I mentioned before, that we should paskin like Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And not only that, the way this sugya operates here, it formulates the halacha of Nosar with regard to Korban Pesach. It's quite clear that the status of Nosar, which engenders the din of Tumas Yodayim, is chal with Chatzos. And this is a pella because Tosfos, as we saw in Masechta Brachos, says that it's not Nosar until the morning. Tosfos says that Yesh Lomid the Motzi Lemeim Lachin Kamar Lo Tasu Davar Sheyavol Lidei Nosar Ad Aboker. The Rashbam, on the other hand, here in Masechta Psachim, learns the Gemara Kipshuta. Let's take a look at the Rashbam. Dibra Maschil, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, he, the Nafkale Mikra, the Achilas Pesach Ad Chatzos, Umei Chatzos, Havi Nosar. You can't get more explicit than those three words in the Rashbam. Not the way Tosfos says that it becomes Chatzos, it becomes Nosar ad aboker, but rather it becomes Nosar with Chatzos. And what led the Rashbam to that conclusion? The Mishnah says that the Pesach after Chatzos is Metame Yaseh Yodayim. It must be because the Psul Karbon engenders the halacha of Tumas Yodayim, and the Psul Karbon as Nosar is with Chatzos. That's when it's Metame Yaseh Yodayim. Frektor Ashbam, what about the question of Tosfos? We go back to Tosfos in Brachos. The Pasuk says explicitly, Lo Sasiru Mimenu Ad Boker. Says the Rashbam, Lisrefa Asa, the Ad Boker, Lav Bar Srefa Hi. So now we have two conclusions, two premises to derive from the Rashbam. And let's list them. Number one, the Rashbam holds that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Psul of Nosar is Chal when? With Chatzos. And premise number two, although it's Nosar, and therefore it's Pasul, nevertheless, the Sreifa is postponed until Boker. It's Gzeiras HaKosuv. You and I would have said, anticipated that since it's already Nosar, what can you do with it? It's Pasul. Let's go the full 9 yards and let's burn it. No. The mitzvah Sreifa for some reason requires yom. That's a din in Sreifas Nosa. But the Chal Shem Nosa, the Psul Nosa, the Chetzal Karmon is Chal with Chatzos. And therefore, premise number three, which is not the Rashbam, it's explicit in the Mishnah, is therefore the Pesach Acher Chatzos is mitame es hayodai. So if we make a comparison between the Rashbam and Tosfos, basically there's only one major machlokes between Tosfos and the Rashbam. And it's a conceptual machlokes that would seem to, on the one hand, justify the Rashbam's, that the Mishnah, would justify the Rashbam's conceptual definition of Nosar in case of Pesach. And again, everything's according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. And would become, as we said before, a problem for Tosfos. So let's see. What is the machlokas here between the Rashbam and Tosfos? The Rashbam holds that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the Pesach after Chatzos is Nosar. Tosfos says that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, even though you're not allowed to eat the Korban Pesach after Chatzos, nevertheless it does not become Nosar until the morning. So that is the fundamental controversy here, the conceptual machlokas. We'll see what the practical implications are in just one moment between the Rashbam and Tosfos. And that is, when does the Korban become Nosar according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah? The Rashbam says it becomes Nosar with Chatzos. Tosfos says it doesn't become Nosar until the morning. And now we have two questions to raise. One question to raise against the Rashbam, which would support Tosfos, and one question against Tosfos, which would support the Rashbam. So one question against the Rashbam is, what do we do with the Pasuk? The Pasuk says, also see Rabbi Menu, Ad Boker, implying that it only becomes Nosar in the morning. Bishleim, according to Tosfos, that the Psul Nosar is only Chal with the morning, that it makes sense. Also see Rabbi Menu, Ad Boker. The Torah is telling us that you're not allowed to do something or get into a situation deliberately in which at the end of the day it will become what? It will become Nosar. What should I say? It's like bringing Kodshim Lebeis HaPsul. You're causing Kodshim to have to be burnt. And by not eating the Korban Pesach before Chatzos, you really decided, you've determined the fate and the destiny of this Basar Kodesh, that it cannot be eaten, it's going to be burnt. When is it going to become Nosar? In the morning. The Rashbam is well aware of this problem. He himself explicitly raises this question. What do we do with the Pasuk? If it's Nosar at Chatzos, why does the Torah say Ad Boker? Says the Rashbam, the Ad Boker is a separate din in what? In Sreifas Nosar. As far as the Heft of Basar and the Psul Kodshim, it became possible towards Nosar at Chatzos. And at this point, we have to ask a question on Tosfos and support the Rashbam. The Mishnah says that the Pesach is mitame yaseyodayim with Chatzos, which is Alochim Psulei Kodshim. Bishleim, according to the Rashbam, it makes sense that since the Psul Kodesh of Nosar emerges with Chatzos, Nicha, I understand very well why the Karban is Metame Es Hayodayim. But if there's no Psul, namely, according to Shitzat Tosfos, the Psul of Nosar only emerges with what? With Boker, it means with Chatzos, it's not possible. Again, you can't eat it, because the Torah says you have to eat it by Chatzos, but it's not Nosar until the morning, so it's not Kodshim Psul. If the psul of Nosar is suspended, is postponed until the morning, then why should the Mishnah establish that it's mitame es hayodayim?
Why is Rashbam forced to say that Tum is Taylor Nosar? Maybe Tum is Taylor on es achila.
Maybe you're right, but we have to define how that works. You're right. You're 100% right. Rabosai, at this point, I want to open up a Tosefta. Do you have a Tosefta?
No.
The Tosefta is printed at the end of the Gemara Pesachim. I assume you can get it online. I don't know. Those of you who might have seen the Tosefta will probably anticipate the question that I want to ask. This Tosefta, which I just have to find the... I put this ribbon in so I wouldn't have to spend too much time looking for it. But instead I'm looking for the ribbon. Okay. Okay. Tosefta is at the very end of the fifth perek of Pesachim, which is, of course, the perek that deals with all the laws of Achilas HaPesach. And the Tosefton Psachim is quoted very often in the Haggadah Shel Pesach. So let's take a look at the language of the Tosefta. Again, we're not going to read the entire Tosefta. Ah, the reason why I didn't find it is because I'm looking in the wrong Gemara. That would be a technical problem, would it not? Okay. So it says the following. Are we with it? Everybody together? Are we on the same wavelength? Maybe not on the same page yet, but hopefully. All right. The Tosefta says the following. Pesach eino nechal ela b'layla. And that's a universally accepted principle, Bein l'Rabbi Akiva, Bein l'Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, because the Torah says b'layla hazeh, and that means that you can't eat it by day. Good. Then the Tosefta says, and hold your horses here, v'eino nechal ela ad chatzos. Okay, that's a gigantic machlokes. Bishleim, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, nicha. The Pesach has to be eaten before chatzos. But, as we'll soon see in the Ars Arua, according to Rabbi Akiva, this makes no sense. Because the Pesach is nechal ad alos ha-shachar. Good. So, l'chor, at this point, again, I'm really just anticipating the cash of the Ars Arua. At this point, the Tosefta is aligned with or reflects the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's not terrible. We saw two Mishnayos that reflect the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. But then, when we get to the Sefer of the Tosefta, it says, the Ein Chayovin Olav Mishum Nosar, the Ein Machshava Poselespo Mishum Pigul, Ad Alos HaShachar. Okay. Now here, Rabosai, I want to ask one question, but in two parts. It's the same question, but I want to make sure that we can be careful about how we ask our question. Let's open up the Ars Arua. I think I have it on the page here. It should be number 6 on your page. The Ars Arua begins, just like we did, with the sugya in the Bavli, the sugya in the Gemara in Psachim, on Daf Kufchav Amid Beishali Arvi Psachim. And he points out that the Gemara is Medayek in the Mishnah, that if the Mishnah says that the Pesach is Metameyes HaYodayim from Chatzos, then that Mishnah must reflect the opinion of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah that the Pesach Einu Nechal Ela Ad Chatzos. Alma, says the Ars Arua, Me Chatzos Havya Nosar. And presumably, again, unless we're going to really push it into the language here, but at least straightforward reading of the language of the Ars Arua would indicate that he reflects the Shita of the Rashbam, namely, that the Gemara should be taken literally, and the Gemara says, black on white, that with Chatzos, the Korban Pesach, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, becomes Nosar. Right? That's what it says in the Gemara. And therefore, the Mishnah paskins that after Chatzos, it's Metamei Es Hayodayim. So in other words, what we can derive from the Sugya in Arvei Psachim is that in Hilchas Nosar, the Korban Pesach becomes Nosar with Chatzos, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That's as far as the Bavli is concerned. Then we open up the Tosefta. Says the Ars Arua, Ubetosefta de Psachim Tanya. He doesn't tell you where it is, but it's at the end of the fifth parak of the Tosefta. Ha Pesach eino nechal ela balayla. Good. That so far is universal. Rabbi Kiva would have no objection. But then the Tosefta goes on and says, Veino nechal ela ad chatzos. Now look at the first two words in this paragraph in the Ars Arua. Kashali. Kashali means what? a stira, right? There's a contradiction here between the Bavli and the Tosefta, because the Bavli maintains that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, the dinim of Nosar in Karban Pesach are engendered by Chatzos, because that's Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah's Shita. It becomes Chatzos, says the Gemara, with Chatzos, correct?
Oh.
Then the Tosefta, having codified the halacha of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, that the Pesach has to be eaten by Chatzos, it says, Ein chayov nolem mishum nosar, v'ein machshav apostelis bo mishum pigul, ad sheyale amud ha-shachar. Wait a minute. This is an open stira. Now, I want to point this out. Let's go slowly, step by step. If we hold like the Rashbam, and the language of the Arzal Ruah seems to reflect the sheet of the Rashbam, which is explicit in the Gemara Pesachim, we never were able to reconcile the Gemara Pesachim with Tosfos. The Gemara Pesachim is like the Rashbam, and probably like the Arzal Ruah, if we assume that the Arzal Ruah maintains the sheet of the Rashbam, that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, at what point in time does the Pesach become Nosar Rabosai at Chatzos? Is Mumela, how could the Tosefta, which reflects the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, then go ahead and say, Ein chayov nolem mishum nosar, ad sheyala amud ha-shachar? That doesn't make any sense. But Rabosai, I just want to point out to you that the kasha of the Arzal Ruah is not necessarily dependent upon the machlokas between the Rashbam and Tosfos. What I mean to say is the following. That even according to Tosfos, the Rashbam, the Arzal Ruah's stira lechora with Mineu Bey in this Tosefta from the Reish to the Sefer of the Tosefta is a valid stira. His kasha is just as difficult according to Tosfos as it is according to Rashbam. Let me explain why. Even though Tosfos disagrees with the Rashbam and he postpones the psul nosar up until boker, because of the simple pshat in the pasuk of Sosiru Mimenu Ad Boker, we're still not out of the clear, in the clear as far as this Tosefta is concerned. The Tosefta says, the Ein Machsheves Pigul Poselis Bo Ad Sheyal Amud HaShachar. Now Rabosai, let's understand something. With regard to the Psul of Machsheves Pigul, Machsheves Pigul is activated the very moment the Kohen does one of the Avodos. Let's say, for example, he shechts the carbon al menas la'ochlo chutz lizmano. He wants to eat the carbon beyond the allotted time which the Torah permits. That itself engenders a psul of pigul. Is memela rabosai bein l'rashbam that the psul of nosar is chal at chatzos according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah bein l'tosos the psul of nosar according to Rabbi Elazar is postponed until alos hashachar? Everybody would agree, even Tosfos, that the psul of pigul is chal with chatzos. What do I mean? Tosfos agrees to the Rashbam, if you remember all the premises that we enumerated, that the Iser Achila with regard to Karban Pesach, meaning the last moment in time that Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah would allow you to eat the Karban Pesach, is when? Is Chatzos. After Chatzos, you're not allowed to eat the Karban Pesach. And at that point, as we discussed earlier, it's in that frozen state, right, in that it's Mitlut Tully, somewhere in Bein Hashmashes between Yom and Laila. What I mean to say is that there's no possibility of eating the carbon. It hasn't yet become possible in Nosar. But if the Kohen had the machshava that this carbon should be eaten all the way up to Amud HaShachar, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, clearly that would be a psul of machsheves pigul. How then can this Tosefta, which clearly reflects the Shita of Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Eino Nechal Al Chatzos, go ahead and say that it doesn't become pigul because even though he had a machshava to eat the carbon until Chatzos, he didn't have the machshava of pigul? Why didn't he have a machshava of pigul? There's no psul machshavas pigul because it only becomes nosar with boker. That doesn't make any sense. The psul of pigul has nothing to do with the psul of nosar. The psul of pigul is engendered by a machshava poseles, insofar as it expands and extends the time of achila beyond the time that the Torah permits. Okay, Rabosai. How are we doing on the clock? Are we okay? Yeah. We still have a few minutes.
Yeah. What's the time? Okay. You know, when you're five on the climbing, you have to have machshava of the time that it becomes
that you're allowed to eat it.
In other words, a general thing that I want to eat it. Chutz lizman was happy to have in mind specific.
I don't know that question. I can't answer. That's going to be a gigantic machlok, because I know we're not learning zvachim yet. Yeah. Yet. But when we get to zvachim, remind me, Alan, of that question. But in any event, if he had a machshava that we should eat this carbon pesach beyond chatzos, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azari, that's a serious problem. Rabbi?
Pigul applies to everybody and not just the
kohanim? Well, once it's possible, b'toras pigul, then the dinim are for you and me as well, even if we're not kohanim. Yeah, the only one who could be mafagel the carbon.
Don't apply to a...
Ben Yisrael, who's Makri. Right. He's talking.
A completely different korban than a normal korban.
Which korban?
Korban Pesach.
Okay, what do you want to say?
You and I bring korban Pesach, not the Kohen.
Well, I'm not sure what you mean. I mean, the avodah is done by the Kohen. I'm not sure the achilah is done by the Israel, you mean to say.
The shchit is done by the Kohen.
Well, yeah. I mean, shchit is kshere bizarre in general, yeah. For all kachim, you know. But I thought you were going to say something else. Rabosai, here's the point. This is the critical turning point in which you have to put on your brisker thinking cap, as I called it. What I have in front of me here on the table is basar carbon pesach, correct? Take a look at that basar. And what do you see in that basar? So if you're a true blue brisker, you see two things, right? There's always tzvei din. And this is a prime example. You know, if I had to teach a student the methodology of brisk, this would be the example I would choose, literally. Because there are two dimensions to basar carbon pesach. Number one, it is a general carbon. Like, it's not inferior to any carbon. The carbon pesach is, it happens to be kachim kalim, but it's kachim kalim like any kachim kalim. And therefore, all the mitzvahs that apply to kachim kalim apply to the carbon pesach no less than any kachim kalim, because the carbon pesach has the same kodesh. What I mean by a shame kodesh is that the carbon pesach is no less of a carbon than any other carbon. On the contrary, what we're going to say about Korban Pesach is that Korban Pesach, above and beyond being a carbon like any other carbon and having a shem kodesh like any kodshim, it has a specific, unique dimension, b'toras Korban Pesach. In fact, I would even leave out the word carbon for a moment, meaning strip this basar of its status, of its character, its nature as a carbon. Forget about its carbon. Leave out its status as a carbon. The basar itself is basar ha-pesach, which means that it engenders a unique mitzvah, which is irrelevant to and independent of its shem kodesh. And basically, Rabosai, what we're suggesting here is that there are two parshias in the Torah. One parsha is in Sefer Shmos. The other parsha is in Sefer Vayikra. In Sefer Shmos, the Torah establishes a unique kiyum of Pesach, b'toras Pesach. It's basar Pesach, and the Torah says, v'ochlu es ha-basar b'layla hazeh. And is a mitzvah of achilas ha-pesach. That mitzvah of achilas ha-pesach is not different than the mitzvah achilas morar, the mitzvah achilas matzah. Whatever mitzvah of achilah you'll postulate, there's a mitzvah of achilas ha-pesach. If it's a pesach, you have a mitzvah of achilah. And the achilah is derived from the achilas ha-basar b'laylas. However, in Sefer Vayikra, there's another mitzvah achilah. And that mitzvah achilah applies in Torah's kodim to all kachim. Again, there are certain kachim which are kachay kachim that don't have a mitzvah achilah. That's called what? Oh, but with regard to every other karban, the Torah says v'achlas habasar alaylas. Excuse me, v'achlas habasar. Or, for example, for those who are with me in Masechta Makis, the Torah says v'achalta lifnei Hashem Elokecha meiser degancha bechoros dekarecha, etc., etc. That all kachim kalim have a mitzvah of achila. So when I look at the karban Pesach, what do I see in front of me? I hate to use a Freudian term, schizophrenic, but what I mean is the Karban Pesach really has two different personalities, two different characters. It has the character of being Kachim Kalim, and insofar as it's Kachim Kalim, all the laws that regulate Kachim Kalim, including the mitzvah achila, apply and are activated, but also at the same time it has a different character. Namely, it's a Karban Pesach. And that engenders in Parshas Bo a unique mitzvah v'achlu es habasar b'laylas. And Rabbosai, if there are two dimensions to the mitzvah of achilas Karban Pesach, one is what I call universal, or in Brisker terminology they call it a din klali, and one is a kiyum misuyam, a din misuyam b'toras Pesach, because of the mitzvah achila, then Rabbosai, we have to ask the following question. When Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah tells us that the mitzvah of Karban Pesach requires that they have to eat the Karban Pesach by, and not later than Chatzos, what dimension of this Basar Pesach is he referring to? And what pasuk is he basing himself on? Correct, because he quotes the pasuk v'achlu es habasar b'layla hazeh. Ein achinami. B'toras kachim, insofar as Karban Pesach doesn't fall short of any other kachim kalim, the mitzvah of achila would go beyond chatzos. There's no reason, there's no rhyme or reason to limit the achilas habasar to the middle of the night, to chatzos laila, because kachim kalim can be eaten even beyond chatzos. Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah is reflecting something about the unique kiyum of Karban Pesach b'toras, or as generated by the mitzvah of Karban Pesach v'achlu es habasar v'layla hazeh. And if that be the case, because or by virtue of this gzeirah shava between b'layla hazeh and Balayla Hazev Yavarti, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah says that the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach requires Chatzos and not beyond Chatzos. That's what it means when it says Balayla Hazev. You'll ask me, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, what's the status of the Basar HaPesach with regard to Kodshim? It's universal shame, Kodesh, the character of it as Kodshim. Ein achinami, this pasuk doesn't apply. But rather, rules and regulations that govern universal Kodshim will apply to this Basar. And Rabbosai, I want to prove this to you from the Gemara in Pesachim. Let's go back to Daf Kuf Chaf Amid Beis in Pesachim. And the Gemara says the following. This is approximately seven lines up before the end of the Daf. Amar Rav, on your Mar Makomas page, I think it's number 10. Is that possible? Just one second. Yeah, does that make sense?
Yeah.
Okay. Omar Rav, Ochal Matzah, Bizman Azeh, Achar Chatzos, L'Rab Elazar ben Azariah lo yotze yidei chovoso. A man eats matzah after Chatzos, and he's not yotze in the mitzvah according to Rab Elazar ben Azariah. Why? And the Gemara is so convinced that it says pshita, kevan di iskash le pesach, is therefore ke pesach domi. I don't get it. Ke pesach domi? Is there no difference between Karban Pesach and matzah? Karban Pesach and matzah, Rebbe say, are worlds apart. I don't understand what the Gemara is saying here. Sorry for the drama. I'll never forget, I learned in a yeshiva called Karen B'Yavna. My Rebbe was Rav Moshe Dimit, and he used to go nuts. And one time we started cracking up in the middle of Shia because he was standing on tables, he was writing on the ceiling, did crazy things. So we started cracking up, we couldn't hold it in. So Rav Moshe pulls up his pants. He says, "Atem choshvim shze kalish tageya?" Yeah, I worked very hard. Rabosai, understand this, and it's very fundamental. Matzah, with all due respect, we love matzah, has no kedusha. There's no sanctity to matzah. The Dinei Kodshim and the Shem Kodesh is designated in a very exclusive way for Karbanos. Karbanos have Kedusha. There are a couple other things that have Kedusha, but not Matzah, Rabosai. How can the Gemara assume that we can equate Pesach and Matzah when Pesach is Kodshim? And the laws that govern Pesach and the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach, insofar as it's kodshim, have its own, their own unique regulations. Matzah has nothing to do with kodshim.
Some sort, right?
I wouldn't introduce the chira. Chira is not relevant to us today. But what I mean to say is, you see, Rabosai, clearly from the Gemara's equation between Karban Pesach and Matzah, that Karban Pesach above and beyond its character, its nature as kodshim, it has another identity. Clark Kent. Its identity as a mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach. Achilas HaPesach, v'ochlu es habosar b'layla hazeh, codified by the Torah in Parshas Bo, is totally irrelevant and independent to the Shem Kodesh. We're not eating the basar Pesach b'toras kodshim. We're not eating the Karban Pesach now as we would eat all of Kodshim Kalim, but rather we are eating the Karban Pesach in order to fulfill the mitzvah of the Achlus Abbas of Alayla Zeh. That's where the Hekish lies. The Achlus Abbas of Alayla Zeh and Ba'erev Tochlu Matzis are two mitzvahs of the same ilk. They both belong to the same identical category and they reflect the same nature. They are simply mitzvahs of Achila. Eat this Chefta. The Torah defines an object, a foodstuff, that has to be eaten, whether it's Basar HaKarban Pesach, whether it's Basar whether it's Matzah, and not be because I'm eating the Pesach as the Shem Kodesh engenders the mitzvah achila. No, there's a whole new category, a new mitzvah kiyum that emerges from the pasuk in Bo of achilas haPesach, and the achilas haPesach is a mitzvah which is to be equated with achilas matzah. And here, Abbas, I want to share with you a chiddush of the Beis HaLevi. This is one of the most famous chiddushim of the Beis HaLevi. In fact, for anyone who's interested, it's a great, great book. It's called Ishim V'Shitot by Rav Shlomo Yosef Zevin. And he was a master of everything. He knew Kol HaTorah Kulo. He was also, by the way, a Lubavitcher Chassid. Right. I just want to make sure that you know that. For the right. Anyway, so he was also a Mizrahi guy, too.
Right. Oh.
Great lover of Eretz. In any event, Ishim V'Shitot, when he wants to project the sheet of the Beis HaLevi, he says the following. But it's written up in Beis HaLevi, Chelek Gimel. The Beis HaLevi of Yosher Be'er Brisker said the following, that there's a fundamental difference between Achilas HaPesach and Achilas Kodshim. In Achilas HaPesach, in order to fulfill the mitzvah, what is the minimum shear of basar that one has to consume? Kezayis. Because it's a mitzvah Achilah, says the Beis HaLevi. But there's another dimension to Karban Pesach, and that is it has a Shem Kodesh. It's Kodshim. With regard to Kodshim, says the Beis HaLevi, the halacha doesn't require a kezayis. And he explains beautifully. With regard to the mitzvah, the unique mitzvah of Achilas Pesach, B'toras Pesach, there it's a chovas gavra of a maisa achila. What constitutes a fulfillment of a chovas gavra of maisa achila? Kezayis. Listen to kezayis, it's not achila. With regard to kodshim, however, the mitzvah is not that the gavra has to eat the kodesh, but rather that the kodesh has to be eaten. It's a nechal. Shehei hakorba nechal. He proves it, interestingly, from a sugya in Yuma about this week's parasha. We're going to have the mitzvah of lechem aponim. And the Gemara says in Yuma, I forget what daf, that every karbo, every kohen, because there were, you know, the lechem upon him, this 12, it was very limited in size. So how much could each kohen get? There was the anshei mishmar. Kipul alavan. Each one got a little, you know, a piece worth of the lechem upon him. So the Beis Halevi asked, but what about the mitzvah achila? Nay, he says, the mitzvah achila in kodshim is inherent in the kodesh, and the kodesh has to be a nechal. And therefore, he says you don't need an achilas kizayis. So once again, coming back to our point here about Karban Pesach, there are two dimensions of Karban Pesach. And would I have to eat kizayis? Rabbi Elazar ben Azari requires that the Pesach has to be eaten before chatzos. The answer is that insofar as it's a mitzvah of achilas ha-pesach, v'yochlos ha-bosav alayla hazah, I need to eat the karban before chatzos, and I need a minimum of kizayis. Nothing less than a kizayis will do. Oh, Rabosai, if this be the case, let's go back to the Tosefta. The Tosefta says that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, the karban Pesach has to be eaten by chatzos. And nevertheless, there's no din of nosar, there's no psul of pigel until Amud HaShachar. The answer is very poshut. There's no steer in the Tosefta whatsoever. True, the Reisha of Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria means that the Pesach v'Toras v'Ochlos Abasa, the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach, has to be eaten before Chatzos. But the Sefer, the Tosefta, is addressing a different dimension of the Korban Pesach. The Korban Pesach, not v'Toras, Achila, under the mitzvah of V'Ochlos Abasa, but the Korban Pesach, v'Toras Achila, is Kochim Kalim. And since the Korban Pesach has a dual identity, in addition to being a Korban Pesach, it's also Kochim Kalim, it could be Nechal Ada Boker. And if it could be Nechal Ada Boker, therefore, the Psul of Nosar will not be Chal until Boker. Again, on the one hand, again, we're not finished yet. Hold on, Ravosa, give you another minute or two. I know you're about to pounce on me, but let's just try to work this through together. As a team effort, right? We're going to learn through the Tosefta. The ratio of the Tosefta reflects the halacha of Karban Pesach as a separate mitzvah achila on the V'yachlos HaBasar, and therefore it has to be eaten before Chatzos. But ask me the question, B'toras Kodshim, what is the chiyuv of eating this basar? How far do we go? The time allotment. Are we limited till Chatzos? The answer is no. Why not? Because all Kochim Kalim are Nechal throughout the entire Laila. And therefore, the Torah says that it could only become Nosar with Boker. Oh.
Rashbam didn't know that?
Oh, what about the Rashbam? But even before you get to the Rashbam, you should ask me according to Tosfos. Tosfos says in Masechta Brachos, open it up again, that according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, the Karban is not eaten after Chatzos. So Rebbeinu Shalom, according to Shitas HaTosis, what are you telling me? That we can explain both the Gemara in Masecht Pesachim and the Tosefta in Pesachim. Let's start with the Gemara in Pesachim. The Gemara in Pesachim says that the Karban is Metamei Es HaYodayim when with Chatzos. Yet Tosus insists that it only becomes Nosar B'boker. How do we reconcile Tosus with the Gemara Pesachim? And secondly, how do we reconcile Tosus with the Tosefta, that Tosefta says the Psul of Pigel depends upon Amud HaShachar, when according to Tosus there is an Isur Achila of the Korban Pesach after Chatzos? And the answer is the following. That the Gemara in Pesachim is analyzing the status of the Korban Pesach from the perspective of the Isur Achila. When, according to Tosfos, is the Isur Achila Chal? According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azaria, did I lose you, Rabbi Osai? Again, according to Shitas HaTosfos, when is the Isur Achila, when does it emerge? With Chatzos. Is Memela the Gzeira de Rabbanon of Mitame Es HaYodayim, according to Tosfos, is Chal as if it were Nosar. What does the Gemara mean when the Gemara says Alma Michatzos Havilei Nosar? Tosfos says it's not Nosar until the morning. The answer is that we're going to treat the Basar as if it were Nosar. In regard to what? The Halacha of Mitamei Esei Yadayim. Why? Because the Halacha Mitamei Esei Yadayim and that Gzeira was instituted whenever you extended beyond the Heter Achila. Once the Yisra Achila is Chal, the Rabbanon, and this is the deal, what you were saying before, instituted the Gzeira of Tumas Yadayim. They didn't want to allow or tolerate a situation in which the Basar would be allowed beyond its time zone, and therefore they instituted the Halacha of Mitamei Esei Yadayim. But now, you have to ask a different question, says Tosis. When does it become Nosar? Even though it's like Nosar with Chatzos, there's an Yisra Achila that sets in, and we have to understand why and what the nature of that Yisra Achila is. But nevertheless, it doesn't become Nosar until the next day, because the Torah's Kachim Kalim, the Mitzvah Achila, extends beyond Chatzos until the next morning. The halach of Nosar is not engendered by the mitzvah miyuchedes, the special unique mitzvah of Achilas Pesach mitam Parshas Bo, but rather by the universal dimension of this korban as kodshim, the Shem Kodesh Bo. And since as far as the Shem Kodesh Bo, the mitzvah Achila extends until Boker, therefore the psul of Nosar is not Chal until Boker. Before we get to the Rashbam, let's just sweat it out on Tosis. So it comes out, according to Tosis, that we have two different halachas. Each halacha reflects a different dimension of the Korban Pesach. As far as Kin Nosar is concerned, what do I mean by Kin Nosar? That you have extended beyond the Heter Achila is concerned. Tosfos says the Yisra Achila after Chatzos is enough to engender the Kin Nosar, Nafkamina, that it's Mitamei Esei Yadayim. However, as far as the Psul Nosar is concerned, the Torah's Psul Kodshim, the Shem Kodesh, that depends upon the Achilas HaBosar, the Torah's Kodshim Kalim. And insofar as this Basar is Kodshim Kalim, even after Chatzos is a mitzvah of Achila. Oh, then you'll have to ask me the question. So why is it that I cannot eat the Basar after Chatzos? And to answer that question, we're going to ask a different question. Because sometimes a Jew can answer one question by asking a second question. Why can't I eat the Korban Pesach after the Shechitas on Korban on Yudalit on Erev Pesach? After all, we have a universal halacha in Kodshim that Zrikas Adam Materes Es HaBosar. And just like in all Kodshim, after Zrikas Adam I eat the Bosar, the same should apply to Korban Pesach. Ah, the answer is that Korban Pesach is different. Once the Torah said, V'ochlu es habosa, when? Balayla zeh lafuki yom. Limu'ute, that I cannot eat the korban by yom. I have to eat it at night. Then, what it does is, it teaches me that the normal halachos with regard to zmani achilas kodshim kalim are suspended with regard to achilas korban pesach. Meaning, as far as the Shem Kodesh is concerned, insofar as the basar hakorban has the status, the character of kodesh, it's kodshim, it's a korban, ein achinami, I should be allowed to eat the korban with shechita on erev Pesach. And number two, I should be allowed to eat the korban even beyond Chatzos, like all Kodshim Kalim, throughout the night. Once the Torah imposed upon us a unique mitzvah of Achila, and that unique mitzvah of Achila is formulated in Parshas Bo, and the Torah adds Balayla Azeh, which, according to Rabbi Elazar means Balayla Azeh Chatzos and up beyond, that new mitzvah impacts upon the Achila and the mitzvah Achila insofar as Korban Pesach is Kodshim Kalim. What it does is, it says the following. The Torah demands that you fulfill two mitzvahs and not one mitzvah with the Achilas Korban Pesach. Which means that if this Achila, B'Torah's Kodshim, is at the same time a Kiyum HaMitzvah B'Torah's Korban Pesach because of, and by virtue of, the unique mitzvah of Yochlos HaBosvah, then you're allowed to partake in this mitzvah, and then you're allowed to fulfill the mitzvah Achilas Kodshim. However, after the time, or before the time, that the Torah allotted or delineated for the mitzvah of Achilas Pesach, the Torah says, we're going to suspend your ability to fulfill the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim. Once again, as far as Psulei Kodshim are concerned, for example, the Shem Nosar, or as far as the Shem Pigel is concerned, that's the Chiddush of the Tosefta, those Psulei Kodshim are limited or reflect the rules that apply to Kodshim, to the aspect of the dimension of Korban Pesach as Kodshim. And therefore, since the Torah says in Nosar Lo Sasir Menu Ad Boker, then with regard to Achilas Kodshim, the halacha is Ad Boker. However, when you ask the question of, as I call lemaisa, you know, it's in practical, concrete terms, when can I eat the Korban Pesach? The answer is that the mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach, the Torah's Pesach, is going to determine when I will eat the Korban. But if you're asking a question that reflects the dinim of Kodshim, for example, the Avodas HaKorbanos, or for that matter, in the flip side, the Psulei HaKorbanos, those are to reflect the Kodshim dimension of Korban Pesach. Is Memela Rabosai. When you're asking questions about the mitzvah Achila of Kodshim, that's going to be determined by the Achilas Pesach, because the Torah says Balayla Zeh, and it means Hazeh Velo Bayom, which excludes Erev Pesach after Shechita, which excludes the next day. We are limited in Kodshim by the mitzvah, this unique mitzvah of Achilas HaPesach. But nevertheless, if you ask me questions that reflect the Korban Pesach insofar as its Kodshim are concerned, that status of the Korban Pesach as Kodshim is not inferior, is not undermined simply by virtue of the mitzvah's Achilah as a unique mitzvah of eating the Korban Pesach, and eating, as we said, a Kezayis, and according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, before Chatzos. So although Rabbos and the Rashbam is willing to go one step further, the Rashbam is going to say that if the Torah has clipped, or circumscribed the mitzvah of Achilas Kodshim with regard to Pesach, because of the Pasuk Balayla Zeh, then, says the Rashbam, it means that even as far as its dimension as Kodshim is concerned, with regard to engendering the psul of Nosar, we're going to have to clip it and limit it until Chatzos, which means that according to Rashbam, the moment that Chatzos passes, right, Cinderella passes, then at that moment, we can no longer talk about Korban Pesach as a unique mitzvah. And now, since you don't have the mitzvah achila, the Iser achila sets in, and the Psul Nosar sets in. The machlokas between the Rashbam and Tosfos about the Psul Nosar is the following. Let's just summarize it. According to Tosfos, the Dine Kodshim and Psule Kodshim that govern all Kodshim Kalim govern Korban Pesach as well. And therefore, the Psul of Nosar has to be suspended until Boker. In fact, I would even go a step further. According to Tosfos, the Bosar itself engenders a mitzvah achila even after Chatzos. Elo what? The Torah says that you cannot implement that general mitzvah achila's kodshim in the case of Korban Pesach because you've already passed the time lot for the unique mitzvah, the special mitzvah achila's Pesach derived from Achilas HaBosar Balayla Zeh Balayla, and not beyond Chatzos, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. Therefore, Tosfos will govern Psulei Kodshim, namely Nosar and Pigel, by the normal universal standards that apply everywhere in Kodshim Kalim, namely Boker Amud HaShachar. The Rashbam went a step further. The Rashbam said that if the Torah cuts down the wings of Achilas Kodshim Kalim in the case of Pesach because of the unique mitzvah of Yachlas Abbas of Balayla Zeh and the mute of Balayla Zeh Velo after Chatzos, therefore even the normal halachas of Psulei Kodshim are suspended and are undermined. But Rabbosa, let's just summarize our two chidushim today. Chiddush number one, there's no stira between the sugya and psachim and Tosas here in Brachos. Even though Tosas in Brachos maintains that there's no psul nosar. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah ad boker, nevertheless, there's no contradiction from the fact that the carbon is metamias yadayim with chatzos, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, as formulated by the Gemara Psachim, because the Gemara Psachim is focused on the Isra Achila. And the Isra Achila, which is engendered by the pasuk v'yachlas abos of alayla azeh, which means that you're not allowed to eat this carbon. You're not allowed to eat this carbon Pesach after Chatzos, according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah. That itself places the carbon Pesach under the halacha, the gzeiros chachamim of mitamias yadayim. That's chiddush number one. And chiddush number two is that there's no stira between the reisha of the Tosefta and the seif of the Tosefta. The reisha of the Tosefta at the end of the fifth parak of Psachim is focused on the mitzvah miuchedes of achilas Pesach, and therefore you nechal ela ad chatzos like Rav Elazar ben Azariah. The seifa is talking about the status of the carbon Pesach as kodshim, and insofar as the status of the carbon Pesach as kodshim is that kodshim kalim can be eaten throughout the entire night, therefore the psulim of nosar and pigel will not be chal until the morning. So Rabosa, let's just see where we're up to, because I want to, the question always is, should I continue with this? What number did we get up to? We didn't talk about the Ramban and Sefer Mitzvahs, the Rambam in Perek Dal, Milchus Karban Pesach. We spoke at great length about the Gemara Psachim, number 10, the equation between Matzah and Karban Pesach, but Torah is the unique mitzvah of Karban Pesach that has to be eaten up until Chatzos, and therefore Matzah has to be eaten before Chatzos. We didn't get to the Torah's Konen, which is the Machlok between Ben Azay and the Tanakama, fascinating sheet of Ben Azay about Moser HaPesach. And it's up to you, gentlemen, whether you want to continue with this or we can move on and plunge towards our goal of finishing the first parak of Brachos. If there are any questions, now's a good time to answer.
What is the din? I thought the din would give a fagel of korban. Give a fagel of korban right away.
Correct. Immediately.
It doesn't become pigel only after the zman. It becomes a fagel right away. So when the Mishnah says it doesn't become pigel until Shabbat, what is he talking about?
He
can't be talking about that because
until he has a machshava ad al osashach. That's what
it says.
That the machsheves hakoin haoved is that it should be eaten up to amud hashachar, even beyond chatzos.
That
was his machshava.
Yeah, but what I'm thinking is that this in fact is consonant with the sheet that you were saying right now about the two and yonim, because if it were not separate, the Torah's the Torah's korban, it would be also to eat even the korban verses all together, because you will fagel it lechatchila. If a kohen was shechted the behemah, and he had a machshavas pigel at the time, that he would eat it good for his mana, then you wouldn't be able to eat the korban. You wouldn't be able to pass out even before that. So if you're going to eat it at all, because it's pigel.
Right.
So the only reason you can eat it is because it's not a din of carbon, it's a din of Pesach.
So the chiddush of the Tosefta is that you would have said that let's define the psul of pigul by the mitzvah of achila, which according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah has to be fulfilled.
Or is it based on the din of Nisa?
Correct. And that's the chiddush of the Tosefta, that you would have said, look, if he had a machsheva of achila liachar chatzos, that itself should be mefagel the carbon, correct? Because according to Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, you can't eat it after chatzos.
That's why I asked you, is the part of the
If he's manuy, he could be a manuy on the carbon Pesach. If he's not manuy, I wouldn't give him a piece.
Right, so
I'm very stingy. I only give it to the manuy.
Who cares what he thinks about when it could be eaten? He has nothing to do with the eating.
Doesn't matter.
He's the one who engenders the heter achila.
But that's when he
through his avoda.
But that's when he has a part of it.
No.
On all the shlama and everything else that you talk about, the kohen has a role. He gets stuff to eat. He can parcel up the whole carbon because he's messing
all right,
up.
All right, Mitch.
Part.
Maybe you know something that I don't know. But as far as I know, even in Karban Pesach, the kohen has a machsheves pigul.
Okay.
Yeah, but that's what I'm saying.
In fact, you can appoint a shliach to do the shechita for you. Okay. And that shliach is not even money on the Korban Pesach.
What I'm trying to say is that when, if you're a father of Korban right away, if your makshava was, it should be eaten chutz lizmano, pur Korban.
Right.